This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. 2016 has been an unusual year, shall we say, in the politics of the global economy. Brexit, us, this weekend, perhaps Italy. There's a referendum there on Sunday on constitutional changes that would let the Italian government push through economic reforms more easily. But from Rome, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports the government might be in for a surprise.
In his workshop on the outskirts of Rome, carpenter Pier Luigi Cosati makes furniture and shop fittings. After much careful calibration, he's decided how he's going to vote in the referendum.
I will vote yes. I don't think it's good to stop the reform, yes, because we are molto lenti, molto burocratici.
Things are very slow here and very bureaucratic, he says. We need change. In his offices in the heart of Rome, insurance broker Andrea De Giacomo makes the same complaint. He calls Italy's public sector bloated and indolent.
We run, they walk.
You mean you as business people run?
We as a private business people, at least we try to run. They walk.
He supports the Prime Minister's drive to boost Italy's chronically low growth and reduce its monumental debt. By streamlining the machinery of government, Di Giacomo believes Renzi will be able to cut public spending and further reform the labour market. You will certainly be voting yes.
Yes. Yes.
And yes again.
And yes again.
But many Italians may well vote no by way of protest against the government. Prime Minister Renzi hasn't helped. He said he'll quit if the referendum goes against him. That's been gleefully exploited by opposition leaders like this one.
C'è tutti I diritti sull'ambiente, sull'energia.
Glad-handing the protesters at a rally last weekend, Beppe Grillo, charismatic leader of the Five Star Movement. His party is anti-corruption, anti-austerity, anti-euro and anti-establishment. He's calling for a no vote. Five-star lawmaker Manlio Di Stefano thinks that after Brexit and Trump's election win, the no voters have a good chance of victory.
If there is some connection between everything that's going on in the world, from Trump to Brexit to the Italian referendum, is that nobody has listened to the people's voice up to now, and we need to listen to people.
And he says if there's a no vote, Renzi resigns, the government falls and Five Star takes power, it will hold another referendum on whether Italy should pull out of the euro.
The big error that we think that was made in the past was to bring Italy into the eurozone without asking to people. We just want to bring back power to the people.
If the euro's third biggest economy did pull out, it could easily crash the single currency. This could be the ultimate consequence of people voting no in this weekend's referendum. Michel Martone, a former deputy Labour minister, says the no voters, ironically, are motivated by fear.
Italy is afraid to change, as well as many Americans were afraid about globalization, voted for Trump. The problem is many people are just only have fear. This is what it scares me.
The bells of St. Peter's Basilica ring out over central Rome. No doubt the theologians scuttling along the Vatican corridors would delight in the labyrinthine complexities of Italy's political system. Among the mind-bending possibilities, Renzi could resign and then be reappointed. There might be an election and another constitutional referendum. The only hope for clarity would be a resounding yes this Sunday. In Rome, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.